Florida voters want smaller classes in their overcrowded public schools, and they said so last month at the ballot box. What they didn't say was how they want to pay for them. And since Floridians also re-elected the measure's staunchest opponent, Governor Jeb Bush, the question isn't likely to be answered anytime soon. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Small class sizes are popular with parents, teachers, and students because they think it helps kids achieve more academically. But in Florida, big is still in. Charles Flanagan High School in the outskirts of Fort Lauderdale has more than 5,400 students. It's the largest high school in the state and one of the biggest in the country. It's so big that the school's entire freshman class is taught inside a veritable village of portable trailers on a completely separate campus. There's no indoor gym.
We use a, pardon the phrase, a double wide as our locker room.
Chris Gunn teaches history at the school.
You know, you've got 35 sometimes of girls and boys, each in their own locker rooms trying to change. It's not like a real locker room, there's no showers. The only thing they have is a restroom and a sink. It's really bad for the kids who are in first and second hour of PE because, you know, they got to go the whole day feeling grubby.
Ninth grader Robert Joseph was making his way through the maze of trailers for his last class of the day, history, which he says has 32 students. In that environment, he says, it's sometimes tough to get the teacher's attention.
You have to, like, raise your hand a lot and call out the teacher. Sometimes the teacher yells at you because you're trying to get her name and kids are getting loud. All right, I think if the class size would be more down a little bit.
It's conditions like these that led Florida's voters to approve the amendment last election day. More than 900 people move here a day, and that has led to an epidemic of school overcrowding. To deal with the crisis, educators have been placing kids in bigger and bigger classes. To solve that problem, the amendment requires that by 2010, classroom sizes must average no more than 18 students in kindergarten through third grade, 22 students in grades 4 through 8, and 25 students in high school. Incremental reductions are to begin as soon as the coming year. But to do it all will mean building 30,000 more classrooms. There's already a teacher shortage. No one knows where the thousands of extra teachers will come from or how to pay for them, least of all Governor Jeb Bush. But in a meeting a few days ago with educators in Tallahassee, he said,
"We have a duty to figure out a way to implement this. Now, in that process, I don't know what the end result's going to be. And it's going to have to be a consensus of a lot of people, including people who supported it."
Bush has long said the state cannot afford this amendment. During the campaign, he warned it could cost as much as $27 billion and lead to unpopular tax hikes. Now that the amendment has passed, Bush has made it clear that there is a lot of room for interpretation of what class size reduction means.
Is it per school? Is it per grade? Is it per grade per district? Is it statewide? Then you got to define what a class is.
But the amendment's author, Kendrick Meek, a former state representative just elected to Congress, said Floridians will be closely watching how the governor and the Republican-dominated legislature handle this issue.
If the legislature wants to do a Tallahassee two-step on the people of the state of Florida, come up with a new description of a classroom, then they're stepping on democracy.
If the class size amendment gets sidetracked in the legislature, it wouldn't be the first time. Other expensive constitutional amendments, such as one mandating a high-speed rail network, have gone nowhere. Already, the Republican Speaker of the House has flatly ruled out a tax increase to pay for the smaller classes, meaning there may have to be deep cuts in other areas in order for class sizes to shrink. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.